Good morning. My name is Gary Dunham. I'm Secretary Treasurer of Teamsters Local 238. Also, I have Local 90 from Des Moines and Local 120 out of Dubuque for this important announcement. This year, we have spent more time than ever in evaluating the race for governor of the state of Iowa. Our differences over policy decisions in the last two legislative sessions have been well documented and weigh heavily in our decision process for endorsement in the governor's race. While we continue to advocate for important labor legislation, we have found critical differences between the candidates and long discussions with both former Governor Branstad and Governor Culver. As trade unionists and as Iowans, we have one theme that rings true: our commitment and obligation and promises we make. Public sector workers plow our roads, protect our neighbors, they remove our garbage, they care for our ill, on the promise of secure retirement and for their services. In these difficult economic times, there's a real temptation to fix the budget by forgetting the promises that we made as Iowans. As Iowans, we must protect their retirement. We take the steps to make sure our promises to them is delivered. We believe Chet Culver is the only candidate in the race to view the lifelong commitment as a priority that must be delivered instead of on an easy budget fix. It is for that reason we fully endorsed Chet Culver for governor in 2010. We look forward with Governor Culver for many years to come.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Claudia. Thank you.
There's one other announcement. There's one other announcement. Dave Baker from Local 120 would like to say something.
Dave Baker from Local 120, Eastern Iowa Director. I'm also the Joint Council 32 Iowa Political Liaison. As we all know, the hangover from the Bush-Cheney era has drastically affected America's workers. The disparity between the compensation of CEOs and the hardworking men and women is at an all-time high. Governor Chet Culver has advocated for, and yes, fought for, extension of unemployment benefits for good, hardworking people who are out of work through no fault of their own. We all know that traditionally the Republicans have opposed extensions of unemployment benefits. Governor Chet Culver has pledged that he will fight to protect the pensions of our public servants, the peace officers, firefighters, snowplow operators, truck drivers, nurses, and many more. Their IPERS pensions are safe with Governor Culver. His opponent has made no such pledge. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Dave and Gary. I am obviously honored and privileged to accept the endorsement from the Teamsters of Iowa, 12,000 men and women who make up the Teamsters locals across our state, and more than 3,000 retirees who remain members as well. So in the last 2 days, with the NRA endorsement yesterday, the Teamsters today, groups, organizations representing more than 90,000 Iowans have endorsed my candidacy for governor, and I am humbled by their support and their endorsement, and I thank them sincerely for it, for their confidence in me. Thank you. Thank you. We have a lot of momentum at this time, 5 weeks out from Election Day. Last week, 100 local officials stood up at the annual League of Cities meeting in Coralville and formally endorsed my candidacy. Again, the NRA, the Teamsters this afternoon, another group, Women for Culver at 4:30 this afternoon, will be endorsing my candidacy. And I am standing with the people of Iowa. I have great confidence and faith in the electorate. We have a long way to go in this race, and this endorsement today is clearly one of the most important that I've received. This is because Teamsters are a very bipartisan organization. As Gary said, they've interviewed both of the candidates in the race for governor this year. They are fair-minded, independent, and when it comes to political endorsements, they do what is best for their members, period. Gary and Dave and the rest of the board made it clear this endorsement is about my hard work on behalf of working families in this state and the proven results that I have delivered, including successfully fighting to extend unemployment benefits for more than 30,000 hardworking Iowans that are counting on those benefits for themselves and for their families. I had a very candid talk with the board about many of our successes, but we also talked frankly about the unfinished business I will be taking up in my second term. That includes major legislation important to working men and women across the state, choice of doctor, prevailing wage, public employee bargaining, and the fair share legislation. I focus on the future and the work we can accomplish together. That's just who I am. The fact that the Teamsters are endorsing my campaign with so much of their agenda unfinished speaks highly of the relationships we will be able to forge and the straight shooting that happens on both sides when we meet and work together. Just like the NRA, the Teamsters see me as a governor whose word is his bond and who has kept his promises. The truth is, Iowa's working families can count on me when it comes to protecting IPERS, fighting for unemployment benefits, and defending the rights of workers in the bargaining process. As your governor, I fight every day for hardworking Iowans, in good times and in bad times. I will continue to fight for you in my second term. But as you know, there is another choice in this election. Terry Branstad has tried to raid employees' pension funds to help balance the state's books because he was guilty of overspending and keeping two sets of books for more than a decade. On several occasions, he proposed using IPERS and other public employees and law enforcement pensions to balance the budget. He also supports privatizing Social Security, which would jeopardize the life savings of countless seniors in Iowa. He wants to also deny public employees their rights to get raises. The Supreme Court of Iowa had to reverse Terry Branstad when he tried to deny the benefits or the raise that public employees earned in this state at the collective bargaining table in the early 90s. The worst part of that is while he was denying those public employees a raise, he took 8 separate pay raises for himself. In contrast, I vetoed a pay raise for myself, and I cut my own pay 10% to help balance the budget. Terry Branstad has a record of making big promises and breaking them. He reminds me of the slick Wall Street bankers whose big promises all fell flat in 2008 and got us into the mess that we're into now. Make no mistake, Terry Branstad will not hesitate to raid our public pensions. He's tried before, and he will try it again. He will not stand up for the unemployment benefits for Iowans who are out of work. He does not negotiate in good faith with working people who serve Iowans. In fact, he has said that any and all labor reform legislation is dead on arrival. Terry Branstad is no friend of Iowans who work for a living, plain and simple. Maybe it's because he was making $400,000 a year in the corporate world and served on 6 separate boards, corporate boards. Maybe that's why he's so out of touch with hardworking Iowa families. And so for Iowa families, the choice is clear. Embrace the future with a governor who will tell the truth and be on your side, or go back to the big promises from Branstad that will only be broken as he caters to big out-of-state corporations and the special interest in his own party. I'm asking every Iowa family who cares about the future of the middle class and the opportunities for our kids to have the same kind of standard of living we have enjoyed in this state for generations, to support our ticket, the Culver Judge ticket, on November 2nd. And I humbly ask for Iowans to support my candidacy. Finally, I want to offer a great big thank you to the Teamsters and to the retirees across this state who have selected our campaign and endorsed our campaign enthusiastically. And with their help, there is no doubt in my mind, we are going to win this race together on November 2nd. Thank you very much. Thanks, Dave. Guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck. One of the guys, one of the gals. Doing it.
Yeah. Any questions?
I guess first for Mr. Dunham, how many local teachers are in Iowa?
You can step back up here, Gary.
All three.
It's unanimous.
There's three
local 90, local 120, and local 238. Well, we're spread out all over, quite frankly. We have offices located all over the state, so there's quite a few of us.
12.
There's 12,000 with about 6,000 non-active. So, you know, a total of about 18,000 with the retirees. Absolutely. I do believe that. Just like our governor said, you know, in terms of the IPERS and that, it occurred several years ago, and there was a huge argument about that. All of our public employees and that got together. They went ahead and they I think at that point, they called. I'm not sure if we had access to email and all that, but we certainly fought that battle because he's wanting to balance the budget on their pensions. And it's exactly right what the governor says. Those are fights. Those are promises that we as Iowans have made, and we need to keep those promises. Our integrity should be worth something in this state for all of us. And you know, this game playing—it's unfortunate. You know, the truth will prevail. If you go back and look at the facts in terms of those matters, you'll find out exactly what happened, including Governor Branstad spent $400,000 of our tax money to fight that case at the Supreme Court. That's all a matter of record. So, you know, if you go and you want to find the facts, you're all professionals. Just look into it. You'll find the facts and the truth.
Are you also concerned he's having Chris Christie in this week? He's the governor of New Jersey who's seeking to change pension funds as well, and Branstad has expressed an interest in
terms of Chris Christie, he's a very interesting, needless to say. He has some really extreme positions in regard to working class people. Obviously, I think there's a clear difference, you know, in the separation between people that go to work every day, pay their taxes, do the right thing, they don't get a fair shake. Governor Culver is the type of person that will give you a fair shake, you know, just be honest. Any other questions?
Well, that being the case, I mean, you've gone through 4 years where you've sort of had an agenda at the State House, and things like extending jobless benefits happened, but some of the other things didn't. But you're okay with the balance of how that all shook out?
Well, you know, I think for any of us as human beings, whether we have partners or whatever, we have children, we clearly talk about different things as far as collective bargaining and that. Sometimes a son might come to you and go, "Hey, Dad, I like to do this." You go, "No, they'll go to the mom." Okay? It really works the same way. We're not going to get everything that we desire, but it's certainly much more favorable for working class people in this state with Governor Culver in charge. And, you know, I think for a lot of us in this state, we forget one other thing, too. What's happened in terms of the disasters we had? The money that's been brought into this state for us as Iowans is tremendous. I mean, I'm from Cedar Rapids. Y'all know what happened there. I mean, Parkersburg. I mean, just go around Delhi. Just go to those places, you know. It's this gentleman behind me that got right on top of it and got it done, you know. And we still work at it today. He has probably brought more into this state in the history of this state in terms of good things for us as Iowans. So,
That's how I feel.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you all. Thanks, Gary.
You bet.
Good job.
Yeah.
Thanks, my friend. Thanks again. This is a great day.
Keep that momentum rolling here.